Welcome to the Velocast briefing for Thursday the 2nd of November 2017. Further to our discussion in the weekly Velocast yesterday about David Lapartien's wish to see teams reduced to 6 riders per race in the future, next year it will be 8 for Grand Tours and 7 for shorter races. More evidence of the shrinking number of jobs for pro riders has emerged as both Movistar and UAE Emirates have announced smaller squads for the 2018 season. After BMC's squad reveal last week, that makes 3 World Tour squads confirming they'll employ fewer cyclists next year. Movistar will go from 28 to 25 riders, while UAE Emirates shrinks from 29 to 25. In spite of the reduction in riders, the UAE Emirates team are looking to have a big 2018 season, having brought on board Fabio Aru and Dan Martin for stage race leadership duties, and Alexander Kristoff as team sprinter. As to Movistar, by far their most significant signing for next season is of course Mikel Landa, and with Quintana and a resurgent Valverde already on board, they should still be a formidable squad even with the reduced numbers. Many years ago, my friend Steve McCaw, who will be known to long-term listeners as the resident Velocast Hour record expert, won the Scottish 50-mile time trial championships in a scarily fast time. Shortly afterwards, he went out rollerblading with his son, fell over and snapped the head from his femur. Well, that incident popped into my head this week as we heard that gunning champion of the world Tommy Vauclair had broken his kneecap while cycling to the beach with his son. Tweeting the news, accompanied by a rather nasty x-ray image of the injury, Vauclair commented on the irony of breaking his kneecap on the way to the beach after retiring from 17 years in the professional peloton. Heal fast, Tommy. After the funding shortfall suffered by the World Championships in Bergen, yet more worrying financial news has been revealed, this time about the Italian Cycling Federation. An article in Corriere della Sera states that an external audit has revealed a €2.7 million hole in their budget. That's 20% of the total budget for the year. The Italian Olympic Committee has demanded cuts to the budget and increased members' fees to try to cover the shortfall, declaring the federation's finances to be amongst the worst in Italian sport, and suggesting a possible freeze in funding to the track squad as one of the options. President Renato De Rocco accused the Olympic Committee of not listening and said, "We'll activate a business plan to reduce the debt, but they will have to help us as they've done with other federations." With over 80 employees and 100,000 licence holders, these are worrying times for one of the highest profile federations in the sport. Finally today, over at the Tour of Hainan, Jakub Marischko of Wilier Triestina took his 5th consecutive stage win in the Chinese race. His closest challengers today were Martin Lass of Delco Marseille Provence, followed by Marco Maronesi of Bardiani CSF. Our very own Killian Kelly pointed out that this made him the joint most successful rider in terms of wins for the 2017 season, with 14 wins equaling those of Marcel Kittel and Fernando Gaviria. These end-of-season races can see one rider in a streak of good form dominate the sprints. We saw it with Gaviria at the Tour of Guangxi, or rather, we would have had it been televised, and we're seeing it here with Marischko. That's the Velocast briefing for Thursday the 2nd of November. For more in-depth pro cycling talk and analysis, please subscribe to the Velocast by visiting velocast.osound.com.